know what's going on.
Oh, that's loud as shit.
All right. Welcome to a mini podcast recorded live from Allentown, Pennsylvania for Tech Hockey Guide and Chasing McNaughton podcast. I'm Tim Brown. I'm joined by all the regular crew. We're just sitting here in Allentown. If you're watching the YouTube video, if I get it posted, you're just watching the quote unquote 15 tech fans hang out and drink some beer before the game. So we're at Fegley's here in downtown Allentown, I think two blocks from the rink.
If that, like that, yeah.
If that,
something like that.
By the way, surprise, I'm here.
Yeah. And Matt is surprised to be here.
I want to give a major shout out to Dustin for blowing his sky miles, deciding I needed to be here. That was very, very cool of him. So there is a beer in front of him that I purchased for him. No worries.
No problem.
It's just a very, very, very cool thing of him to do, and I appreciate it.
Oh, we wanted to hear him.
Get a little closer.
Yeah, you got to get a little closer, Dustin.
You're good there?
Yeah, remember the Technica is supposed to be in front of you on the mic. Yeah.
See, he's yellow. Is he plugged in all the way? Yeah,
he's plugged in. Ain't you? Hello? Talk to us.
Hello?
Yeah, you're good.
Well, you're better now, yeah.
All right, there we go. So, one of the big things we want to talk about was, I think yesterday Tech dropped a hype video. And I just got to say, it gave me all the feels. Great top to bottom. Brent Peterson's narration was awesome. And I think my favorite part as a Tech fan was kind of calling out the whole way the season went of the expectations and all the things that have gone wrong in regionals previously.
Yeah, that was the best part to me,
and
too.
Just saying, we don't care. That's not what we're about. We're here to win. We're here to show everybody that we belong. And I think they're ready, because I think the team has had, they were here last year. It was out in Colorado instead of Allentown, but yeah, it was good. What do you guys think of the hype video?
I was ready to bust the door off its hinges after watching that. I was so pumped up, and for all the same reasons that we addressed, that this team has overperformed compared to where everybody expected them to be, because the whole theme was expectations, and I thought that was a cool thing to talk through. And even though talking about all the previous failures, if you will, in regionals really kind of made me sad and made me relive all of those horrible moments in Tech hockey history, they didn't do a great job of making the point that this team is different. They're ready to go today, and I really hope they hold to it. It's going to be very emotional if they can manage to pull this out, and I believe they will.
It did its job really, really well.
Yes, it did.
I'm not sure if it was put together by Cal, and we'll talk to Cal sometime today and find out what the story is behind it, but it was extremely well put together. I like hype videos in general. I mean, you can do them as cheesy as the, Alaska Anchorage or Alaska Fairbanks.
But we all love the polar bear.
With the polar bear, right?
Yeah. They get the cease and desist from Michigan State for blowing up their campus.
Right. Everybody loves that, but it was fantastic. Nice overview, drone shot almost of Allentown, I think is what it started out with, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if they had some help putting it together, but it was wonderful. Really well done.
Yeah. I'm excited. Dustin, hype video?
Well, obviously I thought it was pretty good. I don't know what else to say.
Point the mic, Dustin, when you talk.
Just grab it. Get right in there.
When you turn and talk to Tim, it drops you.
Oh, okay.
Pretend you're wheeling
water than the one at home.
Yeah, it's more directional.
It is more directional. But it was awesome. I'm happy to be here. We had a bit of a journey. Rob made us go on a train.
Yeah, we used public transit because it saved us, I don't know, a lot of dollars.
Yeah,
to ride the subway to the New Jersey Transit commuter train to the Newark tram to get our car today,
and also me, which was very cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, it worked out well.
It was, I suppose, we did get here.
It was very stress free for me. I need to give another shout out to Sean Brick for letting me spend the night at his place and then dumping me off at the Detroit airport this morning. And then by the time I got to Newark, you guys were just there, so there was no stress on my end. There's no complaints for me.
Yep, and we've had some fun with cuisine so far.
Yeah.
Korean barbecue, street tacos, street falafel.
Yep. And then some Brazilian food this morning.
Some Brazilian food and New York bagels.
Definitely options. You can't find Hilton.
What was the brand of chips we bought?
Hers.
Yes, that's what we bought at the Wawa. We experienced the Wawa. Together. That was fun, too.
Speaking of bagels, I just found the poppy seed in my beard.
Yeah.
As long as the bird doesn't start coming up, you're good to go.
As amazing as our community is, it is kind of nice to experience like cuisine that has more seasoning.
Hey, pasties are wonderful.
They are wonderful, but they're very no frills.
Indeed.
Yes. Yep. Do we want to try and talk to somebody, anybody that's here?
Yeah, we can start doing that if you want to.
Gina.
You want to just work your way down the group or just want to start?
Anybody want to hop on and talk for a minute?
Yeah. Rich.
Anybody? No.
Sure. Cool, we got Rich.
All right. So just grab these headphones here.
If you want to hear, grab the headphones, then I'll put the mic up in your face when it's time.
Yeah. So we've got one of the tech fans here. Say your name.
Richard Hall.
And where'd you come from to get here?
I flew out of Raleigh this morning. Yeah. Got up at 4:15, got into Newark about 8:45, drove over to my hotel.
Yeah. And if you're on Discord, might as well throw your Discord username.
Oh, yeah. Those 301s.
And speaking of Discord, if anybody wants to join the Discord and have conversations about Tech Hockey, it's TechHockeyGuide/Discord or TechHockeyGuide.com/Discord. It'll get you there. So,
and speaking of Bose 301, would you mind talking about your most significant contribution to Tech Hockey Guide in the past year and a half and how that kind of went down for you?
Yeah, the Mel Pearson thing?
Perhaps, yeah. That'd be a fun thing to get into.
Yeah,
I just was figuring Michigan's a public institution, file a Freedom of Information Act,
FOIA.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. And I got very little back, but it was enough to show that Mel was trying to cancel or pull out of the GLI way back in what, June of the previous year.
Yeah, and obviously the Wilmer Hale report was able to get more out of that, but just like the fact that you were able to kind of like create the embers to start that fire was
wild. Yeah,
just from a FOIA request that literally any citizen can do.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it was interesting. I was famous for it.
I still think you are. That's why I wanted to bring it up. You're not allowed to just say like, "Hey, I'm rich. I'm some random guy at the thing." He did something really cool for us.
Much like I'm old salty because somebody called me a salty old man over something. I forget what it was now. He is the disgruntled tech fan that did a Freedom of Information Act request.
Actually, I think you were called old salty over that because you published it.
Probably.
That's I think when it was.
Probably. And I just hang it like a banner. So yeah, thanks for coming.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Yep. All right, just we'll do this like we're in middle school. Make Rich pick somebody next.
Yeah,
nominate the next person.
Rich, who we picking next? Who we picking next to go? We're doing popcorn style.
Hey, Life just finished this drink. Go get him.
Huh?
Life just finished this drink. Go get him. Or we can not do it. I don't care.
That's true. We could also bully Gina if we want. She's right there.
Yeah, see.
Gina.
You
want
to talk to us?
Gina. You don't want to talk at all, Gina?
But you were already on a Tech Hockey Guide podcast. It's not a big deal.
I feel like it didn't go well.
Hello. That was one of our best podcasts, and you know.
Yeah, you come on over.
Yeah, come on over, Bruno. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
This up a little so better. If you want to hear, you got to put those on.
Yeah, to hear all What's of going us.
On? Can't hear you yet. You're not a mic in your face yet.
There you go. Now, there we go.
There we go.
The Audio Technica is the front of it. She's talking to this side.
Hello.
Hi, Britta.
Hello.
So why don't you just tell us a little bit about where you had to come from to get here today?
All right. Myself and another alum, Phil Petro, we drove from Lansing. So we left yesterday about 5:10 and we got into Allentown about 3:10.
Okay. Not too bad.
We made pretty good time. We saw a lot of semis leapfrogging each other.
Yeah, that was pretty much our experience coming here from New Jersey, where the semis just don't really know what lane they're supposed to be in.
Yeah, it made it a little bit more interesting with all the hills in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. That's also something we saw just on the short drive from New Jersey. Absolutely.
We would pass a semi, and then all of a sudden they'd be barreling out at us as we're going downhill, and we're like, we passed you 3-4 miles back. And now,
yeah, suddenly
you're going to run us over. But it was a good drive, all things considered.
So, talk a little bit about your involvement with Tech Hockey, like where it kind of began, and where your like how your involvement has kind of continued throughout your alumni career, so to speak.
All right. My involvement with Tech Hockey did not begin at birth. some people might think that.
That's Robin. That's about it. But yeah.
I became involved with the Michigan Tech Pep Band when I started in 2010. Then I was a conductor for 3 years. So I led that chaos through Fargo. And where else do we go? Cincinnati was right after me, at least Fargo. But then after I graduated in 2015, I've stayed very connected with tech and traveling and just getting to know the team and the coaches. And now I'm actually on the alumni board of directors at Michigan Tech. So I kind of have a more of a set role in volunteering and connecting alumni back to Michigan Tech. So these hockey events are a great opportunity to do that, just to reconnect with people and over our shared love of hockey. And I mean, my fiance, he proposed to me on the ice at the McInnis Winter Carnival.
That was very good to watch,
last year. So I think some people might have seen that proposal. I know it was still aired for those who were not in the rink. We are very hockey centric, if you will.
Anything else, guys?
That is.
Thanks, Britta.
Appreciate it. Thank you for coming on.
Send somebody else over.
Yeah, pick someone to bully to come on. We're using bullying as a constructive device here.
Who'd you get the fist bump from? Did you get it? Come on.
Where's Will? Will's cool. He's an upset at the TV. Yes, he is. Will, come be on the podcast. It's gonna be fun.
Hand him the headphones.
Come be on the podcast. It's gonna be fun. Just we'll guide you through it. Don't worry. This is an easy time. Just put those guys on. All right.
All right. The mic's directional. This part on the front here, this Audio Technica, is where you're talking to. Otherwise, it'll sound weird. So just point that at your face.
A little closer.
You see the Audio Technica logo? There you go.
All right.
So
Will, go ahead, man.
All right. So, Will, tell us who you are, where you're from, how you got the tech. Let's start there.
I'm originally born in Maryland, moved to Michigan, Ann Arbor, when I was one. You know, all your favorite places, Ann Arbor, right?
Yeah, right, okay. Exactly. Okay. Yeah,
definitely. Bunch of family went to U of M. I did not. And then I went to Tech after I saw my high school marching band drum major go there for some sort of engineering. And that was the first I knew of Michigan Tech. And that was probably fall of 2015.
Yeah.
Or something like that. So
that's kind of interesting, because I know a lot of people that are used to like the rigid structure of marching band, like will join the pep in and absolutely hate it. So it's kind of
right.
You got in there and still loved it. Talk a little bit about that.
The RA my first year was a tuba player, and he was in Keweenaw Symphony Orchestra for Superior Wind Symphony, one of the really high level music groups there.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, yeah, it's not for everyone. And my first band camp, I almost stopped doing it after the first couple of days, because it's like, oh, let's play this song. And then you get 5 seconds to get it, because everyone who was a returner knew to alphabetize their music.
Yep.
But mine was not alphabetized. And these are all like, you know, every single piece of paper looks like a vaccination card that had been in your wallet already for like 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like frayed, and like the spiral binder things that were quickies. Those were all frayed because it was like, you know, scuffed pieces of paper, you know, no cardstock, nothing that would last a long time. But I really enjoyed it. I told myself to stick with it and find a couple student organizations on campus that I would put a lot of time into rather than like going to several different ones.
Yeah.
And the Pep Band was that one. And yeah, later became section leader for my final 2 years of tech.
That doesn't surprise me with your like rigid background of like actual music and the low barrier for entry to get into the pep band. But
right,
even still, that's just that's a really cool story, and I love hearing that.
It worked out good because I ended up meeting my girlfriend in the pep band, so she plays trombone as well.
Yeah,
so that's good, and I'm moving to Minneapolis in June. So.
Well, yeah, definitely hit up these two guys. They're Metro Twin Cities guys, and
okay,
they like to get out there and be in the community on occasion.
He's ex-urban. I'm suburban.
He's
rural.
Rural.
He's much closer to the Twin Cities than I am, I'll tell you that.
I think my geographical footprint is going to be limited to places that are within 10 or 15 minutes of downtown. Because okay, my girlfriend lives in Loring Park, so she can walk to Target Field.
Oh wow, yeah.
And I don't want to have to drive half an hour to see her. You know, 45 minutes, I don't want to have to do that. It's a similar thing with like a commute to work. I hate something that's more than 20 minutes. So
I feel that absolutely, especially if you're like dealing with Twin Cities traffic, which can get pretty nuts. I feel what you're saying.
Right. And I don't want to live downtown. I want to live in an area where I can, you know, get in my car and not have to like navigate downtown to get out of it. But
yeah,
it's going to be interesting in a couple months here.
So this is kind of a very open-ended question, but what do you feel about the tech community has like made you feel compelled to still be involved to the extent that you are? Like, I know that I won't shout you out unless you want to. I know you hang out in our Discord. I know you go to a bunch of games. You always hit me up when you're going somewhere. And if it works, you always like want me to go there with you. And I always want to, but it's a matter of like work and money. And I just, now I'm rambling, but I just kind of want to hear about like your story about why you still feel so connected to the tech.
I would say it's the niche community. One of the reasons I went to tech in the first place was it was a smaller school that, the school itself and the community around it were completely different from what I was used to in Ann Arbor. I mean, looking at, you know, Houghton and Ann Arbor are complete polar opposites in many ways. So, and then with the hockey and staying involved with that, it's more the niche group. It's a smaller, I hate to call our fan base small, but compared to U of M football, I mean, there's, you know, but it's very dedicated. I like how everyone's very involved in it. There's a very large traveling fan base. So I was really surprised to see that when I went to tech, and I'm glad that it's continued after I've left, because I grew up around U of M football and basketball, you know, Big Ten sports.
People are going to show up no matter what. Like,
right. You know, the big house is going to have 100,000 people in it. Even if every game was against, you know, Eastern Michigan or Akron or something like that. So I love in the Discord seeing all of the information gathering, and it's not really, it's.
You mean the Lil Scoop?
Yeah, the Scoop's like, oh, this guy's headed to the portal or something
Scoops
like that.
was in the Misfits Discord, but I do hear what you're saying, and it's been interesting to see like the kind of like progression of the Tech Hockey Guy Discord, excuse me, because I remember when I joined it when I was like still a student before I was even on staff, let alone editor in chief. We got to be a goal down. It could get to be a really toxic environment really quick. But now, like, it's become like a really legitimate place to gather information and like insider information, like with Harrison hanging out in there and Jack Hittinger and just like so many people that are close to the program. It's become a cool place to hang out, you know?
Yeah, I think the one thing that really made me look at that, maybe the one thing that really caught my attention was, the Denver trip last year. I forget who it was, but someone had brought up air traffic control radar on their phone of the tech plane taking off from Houghton and flying direct to Loveland or Fort Collins. And someone's like, oh, the tech plane is taking off. And
that
I'm like,
sounds like a Code Monkey tier thing.
Yeah. And so then
anyone else confirm that?
Brandon probably did.
Oh, that. Brandon might have done that too. Yeah.
And then he did the same thing with Duluth. And I thought, you know, it's a small thing. It's probably a Google search to get their radar. But I just thought it was so cool that, you know, going to that level of granular detail and interest in a subject was astounding to me. So,
yeah, that's something that kind of continues to draw me back into the community as well, because there's definitely people that just watch hockey games and are just interested in like the day-to-day results, but it's very cool to be involved in a community where everyone's interested in just like all the nuts and bolts of everything. Like with Augie, especially Augie coming on to like do analytics and stuff, like how good was a given shot in the game? Like that's just a level of detail that just keeps bringing me in that people still care that much about it, you know?
Yeah. I will say I was a bit surprised, but in another way, I wasn't surprised when the amount of money got raised for the Misfits.
Oh yeah.
As quick as it did. I'm like, that just doesn't, it's like, oh, of course they did.
Yeah. That's the thing for me is like, I am very grateful for the support, but at the same time, I'm not really surprised because one time I was having a dream like earlier this year. And for some reason in my dream, Tech was playing a game in China and like all my friends were there. All these guys were there and like all my friends from campus were there. And I was like, oh yeah, of course. That's the easy part. It was the other parts of that dream that like got screwed up. And like the fact that we were there did not faze me like one bit.
No, and like I know we talked before and especially last week about like our more on Discord about like, okay, I think we can raise this much. And then we hear the number and it was like twice as much as we thought we could do. And then it wasn't even that hard. Like, wow. So it's pretty crazy. You guys are awesome. It's been great just being able to have that many people reach out. And we've raised, I think, a total of 20 grand between the official link and our collection to help the Misfits and the Pep Band get here. So it's been amazing, the support from the tech fans.
Yeah, I was not on this trip my first year, which was 16-17, because that was a Cincinnati trip. And
that would have been my trip. That would have been a fun time to actually meet for the first time instead of as alumni.
And maybe you can confirm this, but I heard from some of the Pep Band people there that a group of Pep Band people or a group of Misfits or someone, it must have been current students, because it was at a restaurant and the tab for everyone was like $3,000.
Yeah, so one person paid it.
Yeah, some alumni just walked in and was like, oh, okay.
That absolutely happened. I remember that vividly.
So I don't know if that's, I don't know. I saw you post in Discord like, oh, so-and-so, you know, Nesbitt family put us over $11,000.
Well, like, you got to remember the Nesbitt's one of the original Misfits. Like
and I came up with the name at a bar in Duluth.
Okay. Because I saw your update in Discord. It's like, okay, we're at, you know, X amount of donors and we're at $4,000 or $7,000. And then like half an hour later, I see, thanks to so-and-so Nesbitt, you know, Carol and John or something.
And Melissa. Yeah.
Okay. It's like, oh, thanks to them, we're now over 11,000. And I'm, oh man, I don't know exactly, you know, I'm sure more donations came in from other people in the meantime, but you know, they might have had a.
No, they were by far the biggest.
They were very instrumental in that. And that's, it's saying something that they were the biggest donors, because I personally know some people that decided to just throw in $1,000.
We had at least four different donors pledge over $750,
which is just absolute insane. Like, that's what really gets me about this, is that I think this community around Tech hockey is kind of the epitome of like pay it forward. Like, we've all had these kinds of experiences around going to games that we want future generations to experience with as little hassle as possible, which is why I'm so happy. Like, I want to say stunned, but I'm really not, because I know that we have that kind of following, that we got the commitment that we did to get all these kids here, and I'm really excited to see how it goes tonight with, you know, like the 70 or so kids that decided to take the 20-hour bus ride to Allentown and watch this game.
Yeah, I was a bit sad to hear that there's a rule about number of Pep Bands or like number of band members allowed at a game by the NCAA, because I'm thinking, because as a person who unofficially minored in Pep Band at Tech, with how many events I did with them.
I basically minored in Misfits. I know when Evan took over for me, he like had a lunch with Les Cook, and Les Cook said, like, they were talking about me for some reason, and they said, it's honestly kind of hard to believe you went to school here.
I always am amazed. Another thing about, I can't say Misfits or Pep Band, because they're alumni, although we're forever
at this,
Pep Band.
At this point, the divide doesn't matter.
Yeah,
like, but if you're rocking the black and gold, it's a brotherhood, you know?
Yeah. I've heard of so many people who I know who go to school, and then when they graduate, they they'll still follow the football team or the basketball team, but they're not gonna invest as much in it or pay much attention to it. But I assumed the same thing would happen with tech, but now I'm thinking it's actually probably the opposite. You know, they become sometimes more involved when they graduate or maintain it, because now they have like an income and they can, you know, afford to travel to all these events or, you know, donate to the Misfits money, you know, money that they may not have had when they were in school.
Yeah.
So.
it's all right, but it was fabulous to have you on. You've given us more than enough content.
Yeah, great content. Great, and it is very true that I do feel a part of it for me too is staying connected to tech by the hockey team, and that helps us feel like we're still part of the tech community.
And that's something that I still love to this day, is like my girlfriend went to Michigan State, and if she passes someone that's wearing a Michigan State sweatshirt, she's just unfazed. Doesn't say a thing to them. You know, if you wear a Tech sweatshirt out in public, you just signed up to like give your life story and hear somebody else's.
I'm really glad that it's the Discord is not just, oh, Tech alumni discussion group. It's like hockey.
Yeah.
You know,
I
love
very
that.
In depth about hockey.
My dad is on the Michigan Tech parents group because he's been on it even since I graduated, because my brother didn't graduate until this past December, and he's like,
congrats to him though.
Right. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, there's, you know, parents on there bickering. There's like the alumni page bickering. I'm just so glad that, you know, we have our own separate hockey one where, you know, it's hockey. And of course there's the other threads about, you know, F1 or racing and baseball and other tech sports.
Yeah.
But, it's a really nice group of people.
Yeah, and we like having you in there as well. You'll have some value to add to the discussion too.
Thanks. And I'd also like to thank Tim. You know what I'm going to thank you for now, but he drove my girlfriend from Milwaukee to Grand Rapids on like 24 hours notice.
That was Rob and I.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you too.
He was my car, but it's our trip. Yeah.
But
I drove. I'm not on a mic right now, so I have to come steal Matt's because you got mine. But yeah, I was the driver for the most of it. Tim let me run a tire over in his car. That was on the way back, but it was a good trip.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that. Because for people who don't know the story, she had a Spirit Airlines flight, and it got canceled.
Imagine for a moment.
Right. And not because of the weather in Minneapolis. Apparently, they had such an airplane shortage, they couldn't get an airplane to Minneapolis because there was bad weather someplace else. And so I sort of put out the bat signal in the air on Discord, and Tim volunteered, and I said, I can get her to Milwaukee. You know, she can, you know, book a bus, like a Greyhound bus that'll drive through the night to Milwaukee from Minneapolis. And she booked a ticket with like 5 or 4 seats left on the bus. And we got her there, and Tim picked her up and drove her around Chicago and up in time for the game. So that was a really nice favor that he did, and that Rob did as well. And I'm really thankful for it, because it was the first time we'd seen each other in a while. So that was
nice. It worked out.
Yep.
And I would always do that for any tech fan that needed to go to a gig, get someplace. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I can help, I help. Thanks. Thank you for being on, Will.
You're welcome.
Well, I really throw back to when you didn't know what you were going to talk about.
When did I say that?
When you were walking over and he yelled at you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Way at the beginning.
Okay.
So thank you.
Mm-hmm. I just let you guys lead it. You know, you do the question asking.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I'm gonna steal my mic back for a second here.
It's hot.
Yeah, it's,
we gotta wrap soon so that we can get this posted. So
all right,
we can get going.
So we want to try to get like one or two more people.
Just probably him, and that's it.
Just Dot. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Front of the mic is right here on this side. So it's directional. If you point it the other way, we won't hear it well. So.
Yeah. There you go. So, Todd, when you see on the mic where it says Audio Technica, that's where you want to speak right into.
Yeah, that part.
Roger that.
All right.
Gotcha.
Can you get a little bit closer?
Sure.
There you go. Perfect.
That's the first time Matt Cavender said perfect to me in ever.
That's a good point. Todd and I do not see eye to eye on a lot of things, but that's more than fine, because when it comes game time, we're seeing eye to eye perfect, I think.
Hey, Matt and I, Matt may not even remember it, but he swore my wife and I in as senior misfits at the icebreaker tournament in Duluth 5 years ago.
That I think is even longer at this point, but yeah, I remember what you're talking about.
It was a long time ago, because he came over to me in the game And I was shaking like a leaf with about, you know, 2 minutes to go. And he comes up, gives me a hug and says, man, you'll be all right. Really? You'll be all right. I said, it'll be all right if they don't lose.
And yeah, what happened, Rick?
Well, no, they won. But it's an adventure. It's getting down here this year. We go to all the away games. We missed Arizona because the airplane couldn't get into Houghton.
Ah.
But getting here was an adventure because we had a snowstorm. First, the plane was overweight, so they had volunteers to get off. And then we had the snowstorm where you couldn't see an eighth of a mile, so they couldn't take off. By that time, everybody's connections were blown. So by the time we got to Chicago, they had me on a 9:30 p.m. flight. And we got there at noon, and fortunately, a nice person from the airline was able to switch me over to a noon flight and get here and go to the casino yesterday and enjoy myself while I was waiting. And now, like most rabid tech fans,
yeah,
I'm a little bit nervous. You know, I hope the boys are ready and they show up and do well. Just for a little background, I went to my first tech hockey game in 1963.
I was about to ask you kind of like how you got involved with tech hockey to begin with and what's compelled you to stay this involved to this point.
I was 8 years old.
Oh, here we go. I love this.
And it was 20 below outside.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was 25 below inside the stadium.
Yeah. It's just funny because when old people say like, I had to like walk uphill both ways, like, you know, you kind of, but I absolutely believe that with the D and that community.
It was cold. My older brother was a civil engineering student at Tech, and he said, let's go to the hockey game. I said, okay, what's a hockey game? And ever since, you know, I spent a pretty long period of time in the Army and doing other things, and we're finally able to move back home.
Thank you for your service, by the way.
It was my honor, yeah. Mine and my three combat veteran sons. But coming back home, I had different passions in life. When I was a kid, it was being a jock and girls. And then it was being in the military. And then it was building businesses. And when I came back home, it's been Michigan Tech hockey ever since 2005. And it'll be that way until I can no longer walk out the front door to get in the vehicle to get to the game. Because there is nothing more special than the group that's here right now. And the group that'll hit the ice tonight, other than the group that'll hit the ice next year. Tech hockey is a very special thing. I've been to a lot of different sporting events. I've commanded the color guard at the Indianapolis 500 three times. And there's nothing like a Michigan Tech hockey game, especially if it's Winter Carnival or against Northern with a full house. And for those of you that are out there, I hope you're able to watch the game. That's just hope for success for our team, because we've got a team that nobody thought would be here. But the difference is when they're playing right, they play as a team. They aren't a bunch of all-stars. They're a team, and that makes all the difference in the world.
We agree.
Very beautifully put, Todd. I appreciate you being on with us.
Thanks for coming on the pod, Todd.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And nice thank you for supporting the bus trip and everything you've done to support the Misfits over the years.
Not a problem. We'll continue to do so.
Thank you. All right. Well, that should do it for this bonus episode of the Chasing McNaughton podcast. Please check out our Patreon and join by visiting patreon.com/techhockeyguide. Follow us on Twitter at ChasingMacPod or at Tech Hockey Guide. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Fibke Dental in Rhinelander, Wisconsin, and Livonia Technical Services. And finally, thanks to the thank you notes for all the bumpers in our normal episodes, since I probably won't put any on this one. You can find them at thethankyounotes.bandcamp.com.